דף מם זין עומד דף מם זין עומד א', have a look at the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, on the 10th or 11th line of the Gemara towards the top, on the 11th line actually, the first word on the line is Ema. Towards the top of Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, Ema is the first word on the line. And in this sugya, we will be learning a number of different halachas, some related to the sugya. Sorry?
Froze a little bit there.
And also, last night's shiur, toward the end, there were quite a few interruptions.
Yeah. But they didn't affect. We heard the sense.
No, we heard it. It was good. It was wonderful, but still some technical issues.
It's part of the lesson. We're not supposed to be boiteach in technology. It's all part of it. It was all designed.
For sure.
Did you? I hope you did catch what I said right at the beginning. It's unbelievable. This fellow who told me that this super duper software computer programming is called The Alchemist.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. Mr. Guy now sure told him. Unbelievable. I'll call upon you. Okay, Blineda, our internet is being looked on. My technological manager had twins. Gave birth to twins about 2 months ago, so she's somewhat occupied, but with a spare minute, which hopefully will be in about 3 or 4 years, then we'll get this taken care of. Okay, says the Gemara. We're on the line that begins with the word Ema, Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, the son of Shilas, said, Mishmei de Rav, Ein Hamasubin Rashoin Le'echol. The participants in the meal are not allowed to eat Klum, anything at all, Ad Sheyitoim Haboitzeah. The boitzea, we've had this word many times, is the one who's making the brocha and also cutting the bread. So whoever's cutting the bread, making a brocha with everybody, he must be the first one to eat. And only then can everyone else begin their eating, but not before. Yosef Rav Safra, v'ka'oma. So Rav Safra sat down and he said, "V'ka'oma litoim," quote unquote.
Uh-oh. Yes, you are now. You froze for about 30 seconds.
You know what? Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm going to switch.
Away from that there. Disappeared.
Looks clearer, I don't know. I think it looks clearer.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can see on my screen that I've got problems and I'm okay. Let's just hope it doesn't cut out again. I'll call upon him. So the initial statement in the name of Rav was Ein Hamasubin Rashoin Le'echol. The Masubin are not allowed to eat stressed the word le'echol. And Rav Safra is amending it and says, instead of the word le'echol, it should really say the word lit'oim. Le'echol is translated to eat, lit'oim is to taste, which means that this halacha should really be reread as follows. Ein hamasubin rasho'in lit'oim klum ad she'yit'oim habitzea. The participants in the meal should not taste anything until the boitzea has tasted anything. So what's the difference between version one and version two? Version one said that the participants should not eat. Version two is the participants should not taste. Now the Gemara asks, Lamai nafkemina. What on earth is the difference? Isn't that just basically two ways of saying the same thing? Because when we say that the participants have to wait for the boitzea to eat, what do the participants have to wait for? Obviously, it means they should not even have their initial bite, which is another way of saying they should not taste. So why are we getting involved in pedantics, whether it's they shouldn't eat or they shouldn't taste? It obviously means they should not taste. They should not even enter one crumb into their mouth before the boitzea has eaten. So what's the difference whether you call it lechoil or litoin? Says the Gemara, very important principle. Shechayev Odom Loimar Beloshen Raboi. You're right. There is no halachic difference. And both statements mean exactly the same thing, and there is zero halachic nafgamina whatsoever, other than if you're going to quote in the name of your Rav, you should quote it accurately. And at the end of the day, the Rav did not say the word le'echol, he said the word litoim. Have a look at Rashi towards the top, fourth line. Litoim itmar, we should learn the word itmar. Ein chiluk bedova, says Rashi. There is no difference in the matter. Whether you say le'echol, whether you say litoim, it actually all means the same thing, lahalocha. Elo, shechayev le'emar b'loshen rabbi. But if you're going to quote your Rebbe, then you should quote it accurately. Every detail of the statement which is being said in his name.
Less than 3 minutes.
Every detail which is being said in the name of the Rebbe has to be quoted 100% accurately, and therefore that's what he was quibbling about. He was quibbling the word le'echol because actually the statement was said litoim. But yes, there is no difference halachically. Now, before we continue in the Gemara, let's have a look at Tosfos. Top Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ein hamasubin rashoim litoim. So Tosfos has already amended. Has amended the halacha. Ein hamasubin rashoim litoim ad sheyitoim hamavorech. Tema. Tosfos asks, this is a big kasha. Me'ahu saba. We have the story of this Saba, the elderly Yid, the Arvei Psochim, at the end of Psochim. It says there, the Gochin Veshosi. Gochin literally means to lean or to crouch. He crouched in early Veshosi and he drank before the Boitzea had eaten. So we seem to the Mufurisha Gemara that you do not have to wait for the Boitzea and you can begin your meal first. Alma, so you see, the shasi koidem hamavarech. You see that you're allowed to begin drinking before the mavarech. So perhaps in that particular case, we're talking about there was no lechem, but there's still a mavarech. They're all about to drink. And there's one person who's going to be moitzi all of them with a bracha, and yet gochin v'shasi. One of them snuck in first and he began drinking. Why didn't he wait for the Mavorich? In other words, the Mavorich made the bracha, Shahakol Nia Bidvaroi or Boyer Priya Gofen, on behalf of all those sitting there. So if you'd follow the rule of our Gemara, whoever made the bracha should have the first sip, and then everybody else should only drink after that. And yet the Gemara says the opposite, that one of the Masubin got in first and drank before the Mavarech. Says Tosfos, Shemo, perhaps there's a difference, Yesh Chiluk, Bein Achila L'Shtia. Tosfos has not explained why this should make a difference, but there is a difference. Our Gemara is talking about Achila and tasting. That Gemara is talking about drinking and sipping. So maybe for some reason, without explaining what the difference should be, Tosfos says maybe there is a difference, and therefore you only have to wait for the Mavarech in the case of Achila. But in our Gemara, which is talking about Shtia, for some reason, you do not need to wait. Not clear why. Inami, Yesh Loima. Alternatively, we can say, Deloi Shasa, Elo Laharois Loi Maisa. Only there, the reason why he drank was for a halachic reason. He was straight to everybody, Shaloi Hoyot Sorich Loimar Yoisa. But he didn't need to say anything else. Okay, we're not going to get involved, but you need to know the whole sugya there. Ubi Yerushalmi Yesh. Now, this is very important, lahalocha. In the Gemara Yerushalmi, the Gemara makes the following distinction. Ubi Yerushalmi Yesh, the Yerushalmi says, Keshe Yesh lechol echad ki koroi. Where everybody has their own loaf of bread, oi koisei biyadoi, or their own cup of drink, yecholim lishtois afilu gab koidem hamavarech. In other words, the Yerushalmi is telling us there is a huge distinction to be made. The classic Friday night, for example, scenario, or Shabbos morning for that matter, is that normally the boitzea, invariably the balabais, has the two challahs in front of him, and he is moitzi everybody with a bracha and will distribute challah to everybody from that challah. So he cuts a piece for himself, he cuts a piece for all those sitting around the table. So everybody is actually eating from the same piece of bread. That's when we say, having received your slice, just wait until the boitzea, till the mevorech, has his first bite, and then you can begin. Same would be true, says the Gemara, in the case of shtia. If everybody's got a cup, an example of this would be, by the way, on Seder night. On Seder night, where the minig is that every single person has a kois of boire pri agofen in their hand. Now, there's different minhagim. Some people have the minag that at the Seder table, everybody says kiddush together, in which case this halacha is, of course, not relevant. But some have the minag that even on Seder night, even though everybody holds a kois in their hand, but it's only one person who actually makes the kiddush, exactly the same on Friday night. So there again, the shaila would be asked, when the mevorech finishes his bracha, everybody sits down, do you have to wait until the Mavarech is Shoisen? According to the Yerushalmi, no, you do not need to wait. Why? Because I only need to wait when I'm tasting or eating from his challah, his piece of food, or his drink. Why this should be, by the way, what is the whole svara? Why bechlal do you have to wait? We'll soon see in a second. But either way, for the moment, let's just work out the flags. Let's put the different flags in place and work out the chilukim, and then we'll have to work out the logic behind it. So that is a clear distinction. So let's have a look at Tosfos again on the fourth line. Ubi Yerushalmi Yesh. In the Gemara Yerushalmi, it says, Keshe Yesh Lechol Echad Kikaroi. When everybody has their own loaf, oi koisoi, or cup of drink, b'yodoi, then Yecholim Lishtois Afilu Koidem Hamavarei. Then you are allowed to be drinking, or I guess eating as well, before the Mavarev. And that's what we're talking about in the Gemara in Psochim. The Gabe Hahu Saba, in the case of that Saba where he drank before the Mavarev, Hoyoloi Koisoi Biyodoi. He had his own cup in his hand. Now, by the way, technically, this is, might not be so relevant. I want to explain why. In the classic Friday night case, where, for example, either Kiddush or when it comes to cutting the bread, most people have the minig, and this is the correct minhag, that the boitzeya cuts himself a slice, has a bite from it, and only then distributes slice of bread to everybody else. In which case, this whole halacha is not negea, is not relevant, because nobody has to wait for the mavarech. The mavarech has long eaten his piece, at least begun it, by the time you received your slice. But in theory, if the boitzeya would cut a piece for himself, and before he takes a bite, he would also cut a piece for everybody else around the table, that's when this halacha would apply. And in the opinion of Tosis, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that's when everybody else would have to wait for the boitzeya to have the first bite, or in the case of Kiddush, the first sip. This, by the way, would be the same in Kiddush. When a person makes Kiddush Friday night, most people have the custom, after having made Kiddush, they themselves then drink the required amount, following which they distribute then wine to all those sitting around the table. So again, this halacha would not be relevant, because they don't have to wait because I've already drunk. But in the case where I don't do that, in the case where I pour my Kiddush cup into a glass for myself and into some other Kiddush cups for everybody else, and I distribute them, and then we're all going to drink simultaneously, then everybody would have to wait for the one who made Kiddush. Fine. So we now have another teretz to this Saba, this elderly Jew, or this Rav, in the Gemara in Psachim, who drank first. Tosis's first distinction was maybe there's a difference between Achila and Shtia. Not clear why that should be the case. But this distinction is there's a difference between whether everybody else has their own food or own drink in front of them. That's what we were talking about in Psachim, and therefore you do not need to wait. Says the Gemara, says Tosis, Vahochi Isa b'Yerushalmi. And this is actually how it is stated in Yerushalmi. I've just quoted the halacha, says Tosas, but now I'll actually quote for you exactly what it says. What does it say? It says in Yerushalmi, Omar Rabbi Bun, b'shem Rav. Rabbi Bun is saying in the name of Rav. Don't forget, in our Gemara, it was also said in the name of Rav. Ein hamasubin rashoim litoim. You see that over there it is mentioned correctly. Not ein hamasubin rashoim lechol, but ein hamasubin rashoim litoim ad sheyitoim hamavarech. So this is what's said in the name of Rav. Do not taste until the mavarech has had his taste first. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omar. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says no. Shoisin, they can drink. Afal pi shaloi shasa hamavarech. So he seems to disagree, and he seems to argue with Rav and hold that no, they are allowed to drink even before the mavarech has drunk. Is that a machloikas? Says Tosus in the name of Yerushalmi, veloi pligi. Actually, there is no machloikas. They're talking about two different cases. Rabbi Bun b'shem Rav. Rabbi Bun, in the name of Rav, who says you've got to wait for the Mavarech. Do you know what he's talking about? Shezokuk lekois echod, where they all require one kois. They're all drinking from the one kois of the Mavarech. So the Mavarech is going to have a sip, and he's going to distribute to everybody else. So if you're all zokuk, you all require one kois, yes, that's when this principle applies. You've got to wait for the Mavarech. But the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement apply? Remember, he said you do not need to wait for the Mavarech. He's talking about the Hoya Lekol Echod Koisoi B'yadoi, where everybody has their kois. So Tosfos says, there it is, absolutely black and white in Yerushalmi, a clear distinction. So that is a major qualification of what it says in our Gemara. Remember, our Gemara does not make any distinction at all. Our Gemara simply says, you've got to wait. until the Mevarich begins. Tosfos has now added this very enormous qualification. You only need to wait for the Mevarich if you are partaking in the same bread or the same kos that he is himself eating from. Says Tosfos, a story. V'chein osa Rabbeinu Shimshon. And so, says Tosfos, I can testify, this is what Rabbeinu Shimshon, who must be one of the Balei HaTosfos, this is what he did. B'chupa achas, when it came to a chupa, which by the way doesn't mean our chupa, means a chasna, there was one chasna, shebotza hachosen hamoitzi, the chosen was the one who was mechubad to cut and to make a brocha on the challah on behalf of all the guests. V'hoya boitzeya Rabbeinu Shimshon hapas shehoya lefonov. And Rabbeinu Shimshon cut the bread that was in front of him, v'oichel, and he ate it. How could Rabbeinu Shimshon possibly eat before the chasen? Says Tosfos, very good. According to what we said from Yisham, he's very good because he had a lechem lefonov. He had bread in front of him. So if he had bread in front of him, therefore this whole rule doesn't apply. So yes, the chosen was moitzi everybody with a bracha on the hamoitzi. But now, if everybody has a roll or a challah in front of them, there is no necessity for you to wait for the mevarich. Why not? Because you only need to wait for the mevarich when you are participating in his bread. Rabbeinu Shimshon, albeit, got the bracha from the chasen, but he was not getting the bread from the chasen. He had his own bread, in which case he can go first. Says Tosfos, v'hasar mikutzi hoya oimer. The Sar Mikutzi was another one of the Balei HaTosfos used to say, Im Botza Hamavarech. Listen to his Chiddush. If the Mavarech was Boitzea, which means that he cut from the bread, V'nosan L'chol Echod Chelkoi, and he's given to everybody their particular Chelek, Ein tzorich lahamtin. In that case, you also don't need to wait. Kol echod, every individual, ad sheyitoim hamavarech. You don't need to wait for the mavarech there either. So one second. So when on earth do you need to wait for the mavarech? If the boitzea is distributing his challah to everybody else, so clearly they do not have their own challah. So until now, we learned in the name of the Yerushalmi that that's the chinuk. If you have your own challah, you can go first. If not, wait for the balabais. But the Sar Mikutzi seems to be saying no. Even in the case where you do not have your own challah and the Mavarich is distributing challah to everybody else, you do not need to wait. So one second. So when do you need to wait? Says Tosfos. V'hodom rinon hocha. And that which we say over here, Ein hamasubin, rashoim, litoim, etc., etc. You've got to wait. When does that apply? Hainu lahakdim v'livtsoya min hapas shebotza hamavarech. That's talking about to be makdim, to preempt and to actually cut from the bread that the mavarech has cut on. In other words, we're not making a distinction, says Asar Mikutzi, whether you have your own bread or not. That's not relevant. We're talking about, yes, you are receiving a slice or everybody's eating from the same challah. So what is the distinction to be made? There are two ways that you can get your slice. Either the Mavarech will cut a slice for himself, and then he will also then cut slices for everybody around the table and distribute it. Alternatively, no, he will cut a slice from the challah and then you will take that challah and cut your own slice. That's what we're saying, says Asar Mikutzi, do not cut a slice. from the Mavarich's bread and eat it before the Mavarich has begun. But if the Mavarich distributed, he was the one to cut it and give it to you, then you can begin, no problem. We have not, by the way, explained at all the logic behind these halachas. For the moment, we're just trying to work out the various chilukim. So again, let's have a look. Says Tosfos again, v'hasar mikutzi hayo'ime, imbotza ha-mavarech, if the mavarech cut the piece of bread, v'nosan ha-kol echot chelkoi, and he actually distributed a piece to everybody, ein tzarech lahamtin kol echot, then everybody does not need to wait ad sheyitem ha-mavarech. V'hod amrin anhocha, and that which we say over here, ein ha-masubin rashoim litim, etc., etc. Do you know when that applies? Hainu lahakdim v'livtzoya. That's talking about to...
You froze again. We didn't hear the last bit.
So we said that ein kapeda, says Tosfos, if you've already received your slice, then ein kapeda, then there is no particular order, and you are immediately allowed to eat, even if the mavarech has not eaten. So now let's press pause for a moment. What indeed is the logic behind this whole halacha? So the logic, there is a discussion, but some say it is not so much a halachic principle, rather a principle.
Rose again.
Of Derech Eretz, of Midos. Of Midos. If, after all, you are receiving a slice of bread from the Beitzea, the least you could do is wait for him to go first. Mm. Therein lie these various distinctions. So if, for example, according to the Sar Mikutzi, if he's already distributed a slice of bread to me, then I don't need to wait because he's given me the green light. He's given me the go-ahead. So it's not called jumping the gun. But when the Mavarech slices a piece of bread and before he can have a bite, I quickly grab the challah, grab the knife, slice a piece of bread, gobble it down before he's even had a go, that's a considered a lack of derech eretz. But if he's given me a slice, that's another way of saying, here, please, be my guest. Go ahead. So whether these are halachas, we will see Mitzvah Shem Shulchan Aruch. Now, the rest of Tosfos we have to leave for the moment because it's based on a later Gemara. So let's indeed open up a Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, in front of you, you will find this Samach Zayin 167. And let's have a look at the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it.
Aleph, Beis, what is it?
Chelek Beis.
Simon.
Kuf Samach Zayin 167.
Kuf Samach Zayin.
And you'll find this halacha in Sif Tesvov, the 15th Sif. Kuf Samach Zayin Tesvov. In my particular edition of the Mishnah Berurah, it's on page 129. Yeah, so you have the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Kuf Samach Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ein. The Masubin are not allowed to taste until the Boitzea has gone first.
Okay.
says the Ramah, Avol muter loses lekol echod chelkoi. But you are allowed to give everybody their slice. Koidem sheyoichal hu, before he has eaten, vehem yamtinu, and then they would wait ad sheyoichal hu. Now, have you noticed, therefore, the Ramah has just said the opposite of the Sar Mikutsi? Because the Ramah has told you, yes, you're allowed to distribute everybody pieces of bread before you eat, but then they need to wait. Didn't the Sar Mikutsi tell us, distribute a piece of bread to everybody, then you've given them the green light, and the Ramah does not seem to pass in that way. What does the Shulchan Aruch continue? The Shulchan Aruch goes with the first distinction of Tosfos and not the second. Look how he carries on. The im kol echod oichel mikikoroi, if however kulam zekukim lekikar shebiyad abitzea, and they are not all requiring the loaf of bread which is in the hand of the Boitzea, because they all have their own, there.
So which do we do? Ashkenazim is putting plan. There are more.
The halacha. By the way, are you still with me, or is it frozen again?
Froze again.
It froze. Now you're with me. Now you're with us. So if you could repeat what we just said.
The Shulchan
froze again.
Baruch is clearly paskening. Okay,
really, first distinction.
Yeah, we need to sort out this internet connection. I don't know why it's so loose. But I'll call upon him. Maybe we'll hold it here. We'll try and get it fixed up for tomorrow. Either way, the bottom line is you see clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that which particular distinction are we going with Lahalocha? We are going with the first distinction in Tosfos, not the Sar Mikutsi. Meaning, do you or don't you have to wait for the Mavorich? And the answer is, if you have your own bread, you do not need to wait. If you're all eating from the Beitzea's bread, then you do need to wait. The second chiluk of Tosfos is in the name of the Sar Mikutsi, that if you have already received your slice, then you can eat first. The Ramah says clearly not that way. Mr. Hashem, have a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and Mr. Hashem will take this up tomorrow.
Okay, Shukar.
Shukar.